I prepared for it, you know, throughout the week, and knew it was certainly a possibility. And, you know, we was hoping it could maybe go the other way, and certainly with missing practice Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we were hoping we could go the other way. But just, you know, I think momentum-wise and just kind of caught a lull offensively, so maybe provide a spark.
You obviously did provide a spark on that first drive. You marched them right down the field.
Well, I don't know. We ended up with 3 points, so not what we, you know, wanted, obviously, in a big game. But, you know, it's you know, past the point of talking about, you know, execution or running the ball or passing the ball. We got to just go out and win. And I think that's the tone coming out of this locker room right now.
That's the question now. What's going on with this offense?
You know, we're just we got into the red zone twice and came away with 0 points with turnovers. And we talked about all week having to go on 10, 12 play drives because this defense doesn't give up, you know, one shot hits. And we knew we were going to have to sustain drives, and you can't turn the ball over down there. It's just the way it is in this league. When you come down, you got to get points, and we weren't able to do that.
Yeah, no shot so close. Huh? It's a killer. Otherwise, you're right back in the game.
Yeah, we're down by one score, but, you know, close don't count in this league, and you know, this stuff's got to stop. It's just got to stop, and somehow we got to find ways to get points.
How close to 100% are you?
I'll be ready to go for Thursday, and I've been getting better every day. I have been doing that, and I don't think I had, you know, too much of a setback or anything today, which is good, and be ready to go Thursday.
In your mind, could you have started today?
I don't know. I mean, we wanted to try to practice on Friday, and that was the goal, was to practice on Friday. I wasn't ready to practice on Friday. I couldn't have practiced on Friday. It would have sent me back too far for today. So chose not to practice. Gave us 48 more hours of good treatment and rest, and knowing that, you know, there's a possibility of playing today.
And after you warmed up, did you feel you were
ready? I felt good enough to be able to go, you know, and that's what I told Josh.
Once you start to play, do you kind of forget about the ankle and get the adrenaline going and that kind of thing?
It helps. I mean, it helps. You don't forget about it. It helps, but the guys did a good job protecting me, and, you know, I'm just thankful that I didn't have anything to set me back even more.
Did you take anything out of the under center, or was everything in the shotgun today?
We did a little bit, and did a couple play actions and a couple passes underneath, but for the most part, we knew. That was another thing. It got to the point of the game where we were going to start throwing it more, not, you know, doing some of the game plan stuff that we had talked about all week. So that gave me a chance to go in and just kind of set in the shotgun and throw the ball.
Is this good to play right just a few days from now, just to right the ship?
Yeah, I'm done feeling a loss. I mean, I'm sick of it, and I know everybody else is. And it's been a long time since we've won. And so let's get back on the field and win a game. I mean, that's all we're talking about from here on out is winning.
A lot of games left. Do you feel like you still have control of your own destiny, so to speak?
Well, no question. I mean, we got 4 losses. It's not the way that we wanted things to go after starting off the way we did, but good teams bounce back. I've lost 4 games in a row before in my career, and we've won on a 9-game winning streak, and that's what we need to do.
You and Chris are so close now. It had to be a tough day for him.
I'm sure it was, but, you know, Chris prepared very well, and he worked his butt off, and he went out there and tried as hard as he did, and it didn't work out.
Is there anything you can help Chris with on the sidelines when you're in the game?
We've always worked great together. Nothing's changed. He helps me out. I help him out, and we're a team. I mean, we're a unit. Me, Tom, and Chris. This is a quarterback room, and we want our room to play well. No question about it.
Kyle, you said in the pregame you felt pretty good. You said, Josh, you were ready to go. Did you lobby him at all to start?
No, we had the understanding of how we were going to try to approach the day, and we were hoping, you know, Chris would go out there and we'd play good as a team and we'd be in the game. And we just thought when it got to 13-0 and we'd kind of hit a, you know, stall a little bit on defense, he asked me if I could go, and I said I was ready, and we tried to give it a shot.
Brandon Marshall just said that this is the most frustrating loss he's ever been a part of. Could you sense his frustration and maybe the way, I don't know if he was...
I don't know. The last 4 losses have been frustrating to me. I mean, every loss is frustrating, and I know just as a locker room, we're not panicking, we're not doing anything else, but we're frustrated, and we want to win.
Is it manifesting itself differently now than maybe it did?
I think we got a lot of good leaders. I think we got a lot of good pros, and only way I know to get out of it is to work harder. I mean, guys are working their butts off, but obviously it's not enough, so we got to work harder.
Pretty much knew Friday then when you couldn't make practice Friday that you weren't going to start today.
I didn't know anything. I mean, especially with, you know, ankles and all. I mean, you don't know. I mean, 24 hours makes a huge difference, so you never know. But obviously I wanted to try to practice for a day if I was going to come out and start.
Kyle, Can you talk about that fourth down play with Jabbar? It just seemed like the bounces, it was close, but the bounces weren't going you guys' ways today.
I guess I don't know which one.
I think it was fourth and...
Fourth and five?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just had to get rid of the ball early, and was actually trying to throw it to Stokely, but, you know, had to throw it so early where he hadn't come out of his break yet, and I just didn't execute it.
You told Josh you could go. What was your reaction when he said he was going to go with Chris?
No, that's not what I said. That's not what I said. I said I'm available if he needs to. I mean, we had the understanding once I didn't practice on Friday that, you know, Chris is probably going to be going. But when he asked me in the second quarter if it was, you know, if I could, you know, come in, I told him yeah.
Time for one more, guys.
You came up limping on that one play where Merriman hit you. Is there anything you did to irritate the injury more?
No, I got lucky. I mean, it hurt when it happened, and I kind of was taken aback by a second. You know, just the guy, he landed right on the leg, and just. You know, but nothing happened, and I'm feeling pretty good.
Thanks, Kyle.